This is Apollo Control at 132 hours, 15 minutes. We have some preliminary figures on the trans-Earth injection maneuver, scheduled to occur about 3 hours, 8 minutes from now. The time of ignition is... stand by just a moment. The time of ignition would be 135 hours, 23 minutes, 41 seconds.
Here we can read up, over.
Pleased to have it.
Right, Neil. Starting off, congratulatory messages on the Apollo 11 mission have been pouring into the White House from world leaders in a steady stream all day. Among the latest are telegrams from Prime Minister Harold Wilson of Great Britain and the King of Belgium. The world's press has been dominated by news of Apollo 11. Some newsmen estimate that more than 60% of the news used in papers across the country today concern your mission. The New York Times, which we mentioned before, has had such a demand for its edition of the paper today, even though it ran 950,000 copies, that it will reprint the whole thing on Thursday as a souvenir edition. And Premier Alexei Kosygin has sent congratulations to you and President Nixon through former Vice President Humphrey, who is visiting Russia. The cosmonauts have also issued a statement of congratulations. Humphrey quoted Kosygin as saying, "I want you to tell the President and the American people that the Soviet Union desires to work with the United States in the cause of peace." And Mrs. Robert Goddard said today that her husband would have been so happy. He wouldn't have shouted or anything. He would just have glowed. She added, that was his dream, sending a rocket to the moon. People around the world have had many reasons to be happy about the Apollo 11 mission. The Italian police reported that Sunday night was the most crime-free night of the year. And in London, a boy who had the faith to bet $5 with a bookie that a man would reach the moon before 1970 collected $24,000. Pretty good odds. You're probably interested in the comments your wives have made. Neil Jan said about yesterday's activities, "The evening was unbelievably perfect. It is an honor and a privilege to share with my husband, the crew, the manned spacecraft center, the American public, and all mankind, the magnificent experience of the beginning of lunar exploration." She was then asked if she considered the moon landing the greatest moment in her life. She said, "No, that was the day we were married." And Mike Batt said simply, "It was fantastically marvelous." Buzz Jones said, apparently couldn't quite believe the EVA on the moon. She said, "It was hard to think it was real until the men actually moved. After the moon touchdown, I wept because I was so happy." But she added, "The best part of the mission will be the splashdown." In other news, and there was a little bit, another explorer, Thor Heyerdahl, had to give up his attempt to sail a papyrus boat across the Atlantic. The storm-damaged boat was abandoned about 650 miles from Bermuda. The speed of the craft had been reduced to about 25 miles a day, and Heyerdahl said the object of the voyage had not been to provide an endurance test for the crew. Looking at the world of sports, let's see here. While you were busy the other day, Joe Namath and Football Commissioner Pete Rozelle made the announcement that Broadway Joe had agreed to sell his interest in the Bachelor's 3 restaurant and report to the New York Jets. And Joe arrived at the Jets training camp today and had his first workout. And several other Jet players who had held out along with Joe also reported. And Davey Hill from Jackson, Michigan, won his third major golf in his many starts in the past week. He won the Philadelphia Classic. Hill has won 4 tournaments so far this year and is the leading money winner with a cool 129 thou. And in baseball, the West Division of the National League remains a tight race. L.A. and San Francisco are one game behind league-leading Atlanta. And the Astros have a record of 48 wins and 48 losses and are now in 5th place, 7 games out. A twin bill between the Astros and Cincinnati last night were postponed because of rain. The Chicago Cubs are still in first place in the East Division. They led the New York Mets by 4.5 games. And in the American League, Baltimore is breezing toward the Eastern Division title. They lead second place Boston by 11 games. Looking ahead, the All-Star baseball game is scheduled for tomorrow. And President Nixon was scheduled to see the game and then leave immediately after the game for the Pacific splashdown area before going on his tour of Europe. And that about covers the news this day. You guys have been making most of it, and I'm sure we couldn't fill you in on any of the details that you don't already know. Out. Houston, we got a preliminary TEI 30 pad if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Rod, coming at you. TEI 30. SPS CNN 36691 minus 061 plus 067 135 23 4149 981 plus 32020 plus 06713 minus 02773 181054013 944 HA is NA plus 00230 32833 228 Delta VC 32625 24 1510 355. Next three lines are NA, noun 61, plus 1103, minus 17237. 11806 36275 1950452. You set stars or Denim in Vega 242 172 012. We like 2 jet ullage for 16 seconds. And the horizon will be on the 11-degree mark at TIG minus 2 minutes. And in the other comments, your sextant star is visible after GET of 13450. Ready for your readback. Over.
Roger, we have a TEI 30 SPS GNN 36691 minus 061 plus 067 135234149 plus 32020 plus 06713 minus 02773 181054013 NA plus 00230 plus 32833 228 326 25 24 1510 355 NA three times plus 1103 minus 17237, 11806, 36275, 1950452, Den Evan Vega, 242172012, 2 Jet Ullage, 16 seconds. Horizon 11 degree line at tick minus 2 minutes, section star visible after 13450, over.
Roger, Mike, good read back, out.